This is a podcast from CSIS, the Center for Strategic and International Studies, a private nonpartisan think tank located in Washington, D.C.
This is Elena Dine at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. With me is the holder of the William E. Simon Chair in Political Economy, Sidney Weintraub. Dr. Weintraub is here to discuss his most recent publication of Issues in International Political Economy, titled Situation in Latin America, Year-End 2009. Dr. Weintraub, what were the most significant political and economic events of 2009 in Latin America?
There were declines in gross domestic product and throughout the region, but they were relatively modest given the enormity of the shock to credit. To credit and regions' export markets as a consequence of the financial and credit crisis in the United States. Foreign direct investment fell sharply because of the slow growth in the investing countries. Migrant remittances fell because there were less jobs for migrants. And with all of these problems and all of these issues, the GDP, the gross domestic product, in the region fell by only 2.5%. The most severe decline was in Mexico, which was around 7%. And when you average this in with the others, the total came to 2.5%. This was the first time as well, perhaps since the Latin American countries gained independence in the 19th century, that a financial crisis in the industrialized countries did not bring on a wave of financial collapses in Latin America. This observation comes from an article by Arturo Posuchansky, published by the Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean. What I'm saying is, despite all of the problems, which were deep, the consequences in Latin America were modest.
In light of these events, what are your expectations for the region in the coming year?
The solid economic performance in Latin America was largely the result of sound macroeconomic policies that led to 5 years of solid growth in the economies, 4 to 5% in GDP, before 2007. These good economic policies will continue in most LA countries this year, 2010. Latin America's GDP growth will thus depend largely on growth in the United States, other industrialized countries, and in China, where commodity prices are now increasing. I expect Latin American economic growth this year to average about 3 to 4%, even in Mexico, which had such a bad year in 2009.
For more information on the Simon Chair, including previous publications of Issues in International Political Economy, please visit www.csis.org/Simon Chair. Listeners who visit our website are also encouraged to join the conversation on the new Simon Chair blog. The blog features commentaries on U.S. relations with countries in the Western Hemisphere, focusing on international political economy, trade, investment, energy, and other current events.
Thank you for listening to the CSIS podcast. For more, please visit us online at www.csis.org.